Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a rather grim thought, some people that can't be helped, according to the Scriptures, some people who won't let God help them, and in turn, that God can't help. Yesterday we saw those who are willingly ignorant, 2 Peter chapter number 3, and in verse number 5. You know, all you can do is give anyone information, and if they choose to ignore it or they choose to reject it, there's really nothing that you can do for that person if they choose to remain willingly ignorant. Well, today I want to look at folks who are wicked inventors of wickedness. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, verse number 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, but God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, listen at the language here. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Doesn't say that they did not know God or that they did not have the opportunity to know God, but they tried to erase it. They didn't want to retain it. They wanted to dismiss it as falsehood. They wanted to become a secular, a humanistic, a atheistic society. And they wanted to erase God out of all walks of life. And as a result of that, the Bible says God gave them over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind. What does that mean, preacher? Well, the idea of reprobate, it means beyond help. It means someone who is past rescue, is past bringing back. They've come across that threshold, and they won't come back. The Scripture says to do those things which are not convenient. And of course, this is where these wicked inventions come in. So we see a group of people who had access to the knowledge of God. They had access to theology, and that's what the word theology means, the knowledge of God. But instead, they chose not to retain God in their knowledge and tried to sterilize their society from the knowledge of God. And as a result of that, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You know, a reprobate mind is one that is without limits. It's one that is without conscience. Really nothing sacred. By reasoning, whatever it is, whether it's euthanasia or abortion or whatever, it can be justified through reprobate minds. And I'm sorry to say, a reprobate mind has, for someone who's saved, we can't comprehend being able to go to sleep at night, and face ourselves in the morning with some of the things that are said and done by a wicked society. But you need to understand, the difference is that we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and He is constantly policing our thought life, policing our actions. And as a result of that, we have to deal with the Spirit of God day by day in regards to the Word of God and the limitations God places upon our lives. But you see, someone who has a reprobate mind, they have no limit, they have no conscience, and they have no regret as to what they do or how they do it. And I think about in the Nazi war criminals, how that in the Nuremberg trials, again and again, they had no remorse, no regret. Matter of fact, many of them defended what they did and destroying the lives of millions of Jews and other races of people and cleansing the earth through racial cleansing. They were somewhat proud of their efforts, just sorry that they failed. It's the only regret they had. They were sorry that their efforts failed. And when you hear of these things and when you study people of this caliber, what do you think about? Well, you think about people with a reprobate mind. The Bible says being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, and it goes on. The list goes on. Romans chapter number 1, verse number 28, and down to verse number 32. And the Bible says for this reason, they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for that one today who may be close but has not crossed that threshold. May they turn back to you before it's too late. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.